is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. Most amateur radios, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations will be invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RagChew, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Let's start the roll call with any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Whiskey November 4, Victor, WN4V, John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County, Southwest Florida. I am negative and negative, and good evening, Gary, WN4V.
KI4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Be negative and negative, just listening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to WN4V, Mr. John, down there in Brayton, Florida, in Manatee County. John, I hope you got a little break from the heat down there today. Last week you said you had a real high heat index, so I hope it's been a little cooler for you. And KW4TS, Mr. Jim, up there in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. You be careful out there on your trip. Have a safe one, and be careful. Also like to say good evening to WFCM. That's Mr. Fred, his sweet bride, N4IEI, Miss Isla. KJ4HYC, that's Mr. Shane. He's over in 6 Mile. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, up there on Table Rock. And K4RM, that's Fred, and his sweet bride, N4MRY, that's Miss Mary. They're in Piedmont, and all those folks were early check-ins. I've got them off the computer as early check-ins, so we got that taken care of. We'll move on up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, all being negative and negative.
4DOS. In K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Good to see you this weekend. You take care, tell Miss Joy hello. We're clear.
DOS. In Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. And also checking my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP, Wendy, also here in Simpsonville. Thanks for calling the net, Gary. We'll be negative and negative, but listening.
For DOS, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walton Edmund. I'll be negative, negative, but listening for the swap net.
Check in Kilo, India 4, Mike Kilo, whatever, Greenville County, you're out for comment.
Can you check in Kilo Oscar 4, Echo, name is Jeff, I'm currently mobile South Cove, And I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Giggles, I mean Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat, he's down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us, Pat. And W2MJB, Mr. Mark, and his sweet bride, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy. They're down in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt, up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. And KI4MLN, Mr. Al, down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Al. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KO4EEE, Mr. Jim, he's mobile down there around South Cove. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. You be careful out there on the mobile. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
This is KO4EEE. Could you correct the Jim to a Jeff? That's J-E-F-F. Not sure why everybody hears it as Jim on the other end. But that's all right, because at least it's always a Jim and not a Jack or any other names. Over.
Jeff, I do apologize for that. I do have mistakes made by myself every once in a while. That just makes one thing true. I am human. I do make mistakes. So I do apologize for that, but I got it corrected. We'll try not to do that again. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in and out and out of turn, N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, pulling in the driveway in Northeast Pickens County. Name is Shane. Good evening.
We'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, pulling in the driveway there up there in Northeast Pickens County, up there around Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Glad you made it home safely. Have a good evening. Let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, please check in and out. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty, I'm home and more tonight. Good to hear you tonight.
DOS. And Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Greenville, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KI4DOS. Detective Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 4 Romeo Hotel Foxtrot. Now be negative and negative. Still recuperating from the past weekend. And y'all take care out there. Thanks for hosting. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in KD2RKN, Kilo Delta 2 Romeo Kilo November. Jason in Williamston. No traffic, no comments. Thanks for calling the net, and good evening, everybody.
Yes. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WU2T, Mr. Rusty over there. Moore, appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. It sounded good on the sideband net there, young man. Also, I'd like to say good evening to WN4S. That's Mr. Chris. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being here, Chris. And K4RHF, Mr. Bob over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. And folks, Bob spells his name little B O big B just to be different. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KD2RKN, Mr. Jason down there at Williamston. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jason. And KD4 4OTW. Mr. James, he's down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, sir. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Yankee November Golf. K4YNG, Fletch, and Easley. And as always, warm hello to my friend Gypsy Jim. Negative and negative. And hello to all my friends.
And I would like to say good evening to my neighbor Fletch. K4YNG over here in Easley. Fletch, hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Hester we said hello. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Let's go back to the alphabet in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS.
Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, here Clark. Hey, Jerry, and everybody on the net, just check me in and out.
DOS. You please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4 XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
Quest. Festa. Slow on the draw there, a minute ago. Play check in. 4-0, dead. No route.
Station checking in. Somebody was doubling with you there. Try it again.
Richard.
Clear.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. And I still didn't get that other station. There's some interference in there with you. Try it one more time.
Relay, Gary, W4DJW. K4ROW, Richard, in Greenville. Kilo 4, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. Kilo 4, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. Kilo 4, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey. Richard in Greenville. One more time on high power. Kilo 4 Oscar, or Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey.
All righty, Dave, I got it that time. K4ROW, Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. And Dave, thanks for the relay. Any others? Let's see, where are we here? Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Good evening, it's good to be back. This is Kilo Juliet 4 Delta Foxtrot Papa, KJ4DFP. Keith from Roberta, Georgia. And just wanted to let you know I'm still around, just been busy. Also on 10 meters and 20 right now and everything else. So I'm enjoying it. But anyway, I wanted to make sure to make your net, tell everyone good evening. And we've had some wet weather and got more coming, but I'll still be here every night trying to check in with you on Echolink. Appreciate it. Don't mean to turn it over to you. This is KJ4DFP, and I'm clear.
And they would like to say good evening. KJ4DFP, Mr. Keith, down there in Roberta, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And we do appreciate you coming in and checking in via Echo Link. Hope you're having a great evening. Have some fun on 10 and 20 there. Just have a good time. But anyway, we do appreciate it. Going back to the roll call in the, let's see, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative to negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
KI4DOS. Join the net, please check in. Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf, a.k.a. Easley, negative to negative.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Good evening, Gary and the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KO4AOW, Mr. David up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And W4AKG, that's my neighbor, AK, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Hope you're doing well. Tell Mr. Reese we said hello. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave, he's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And N4DIZ, Mr. Joe, up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope all you fine folks are doing well. Any others, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. This is Kilo 4 Zulu X-Ray. This is Steve. We're at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County, and I'm just passing through tonight. Negative, negative. Have a good one. 73 South.
And they would like to say good evening to K4ZZX, Mr. Steve, up there at the base of Parris Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. Going back to the alphabet, let's move up to the Echo through Hotel, group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Cantler on negative negative night, Gary.
4DOS. Check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Echo
Please check in and out. Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform. KK4FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slat Town. I'm still looking for that plug, Gary. Thank you. Say hello to Joy. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And KO4, is that EED? Is that Amory? At KO4 station, KO4EE, I think it was D. I don't know if it was D or I. But give me your rest of your call and your name again. Good, I got you down there in Whitmire. Appreciate you being with us tonight. I apologize for that, but you're kind of scratchy. You must be on an HT or something, but you're making the trip just fine. Also, like to say good evening, KK4FTU, Mr. Richard, over there in Northwest Anderson County in Slab Town. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Any others, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo. Dan, down there in Northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you, Gary, Joy, and everybody on the net. Just check me in, Gary, and I'll be listening.
And there would like to say good evening to WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in northern Simpsonville. Dan, tell Miss Joan we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's move on up to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Don't KI4DOS.
DOS. Hit Hilo 4, Juliet Fox. On the wrong mic. And this is James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative, negative. I'm working the 13 college with my other radio.
Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. Sit in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling today, Gary. Good evening to you. Just going, hope you're all well. No traffic, no comment.
DOS. Check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Juliet, good evening, Gary. This is KG4, LPF, that'd be Kilo, Golf, 4, Lima, Papa, Foxtrot. Sam in Slab Town.
OS. Blue Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Yankee, Craig and Due West. I'll be negative and negative. DOS. Please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John in Paris Mountain, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for hosting the net. 73 is everyone.
DOS. Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo. That's K4LWE. My name is Larry. I'm in Piedmont. And no traffic, no roundtable tonight. Thanks for hosting the net.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. James, you were on the right microphone. I don't know if you swapped in the middle of the conversation or not, but good luck on the 13 colonies. That's a lot of fun. Also, I'd like to say good evening to W4IOE, Mr. Sid up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KG4LPF, Mr. Sam, down there in Slab Town. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sam. And KO4EZY, Craig is down there in Due West. Craig, did I get your call right?
Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Yankee.
I made a mistake. I put Delta instead of Echo, but I got it corrected. I appreciate you being with us. I hope you're doing well. And KE4JRK, Mr. John, down there, up there at Paris Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And K4LWE, Mr. Larry. He's down in Piedmont. Appreciate you being here, Larry. And K3JOY, that's my sweet little bride Joy, and our son Anthony, KI4DGY, he's up in Charlotte. They're in there on the phone talking about the zucchini muffins. Any others, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. And up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
4 DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim in Taylors, I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS, Kilo Mike 4, Oscar, Tango Alpha, K4OTA, name is Ken, I'm in Florida, we'll have an old realistic HTX202, I'm coming in on the right, hope the signal is good, 73 to you and everybody on the net, I'll be negative and negative.
Yeah.
Whiskey. KC4W, Bill N. Anderson. Good evening, Gary, and all on the net. No traffic, no rant. Well, thanks, Gary.
KI4DOS. For DOS, please recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. That's KI4DDD. On the HT in the backyard in Central, I'll be negative and negative 73.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KXJ, Master Jim, over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And KM4OTA, and I missed your name and location. Give me those again. It was my fault, not yours. On our HT tonight, I move around a little bit. I didn't get any of that last transmission.
You just got to get on the right X.
Had a good copy on you down there in Seneca tonight, on the HTX-202. That's a nice unit. I got two of those over there in the closet. I need to drag them out and get the dust off of them. But appreciate you checking in with us tonight from Seneca. Also like to say good evening, KC4W. Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. And KI4DDD, Mr. Alex, and he's on the HT down there at home in Central tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alex. Good signal off the HT. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. Thanking all those that checked in with us so far. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion. We will be stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do I have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
DOS, this is M4DIZ.
Go ahead.
Yes, you can take that microphone off your list. Okie dokie, N4DIZ.
I'm glad you were able to find one of those. I hope everything's up and running the way it's supposed to now, but thanks for letting me know. Anyone else with anything else I need to take off or anything I would need to put on the SwapNet list, call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item we got up on the SwapNet book tonight is for sale. It's a Astron RS-70A. That's a 70-amp power supply. He would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a power cord for a Yaesu FT-277. He says it's the same power cord as the FT-101. It's got 12 blades. It's rectangular in shape. And he needs one to get his HF rig up and running. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a 6-foot fiberglass 2-meter antenna. He would like $20 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. Fella has two Collins 388 receivers. He has a phase monitor, a Hammerlin SP600. He said to make him an offer on some of this stuff. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM 746 Pro. He has a matching speaker and a hand mic. He would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Drake MN2000. That's an antenna tuner. It would like $225 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811H. That's an HF amplifier. It would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Collins 30L1. That's also an HF amplifier. He would like $700 for it. Then he wasn't eating fields. Him up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a FT-2100B. That's a HF amplifier. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC-27H. He would like $30 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Is for sale. It's an ICOM IC-229H. He would like $30 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item we got on the SwapNet book is for sale. Fella has a set of tubes for a Collins 32B. These are brand new tubes. He also has a tube tester to go with it. And he also has an original case for a Collins 32B. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book, appreciate all you fine folks stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that removed items, I appreciate that. Helps me keep my book straight. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Uniform Golf K4SUG, Ray Travelers Rest, no traffic, good evening, Gary.
Say good evening to Brother Ray, K4SUG, up there at Travelers Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ray. Be back to you for some comments in just a few minutes. Tell Miss Edie we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you, call KI4DOS. On the rag you list tonight is Mr. Al, KI4MLN, down there in Malden. Al, how was your day been?
Morning. Don't want to stand here with a stink bug. Don't want to we're going to have to do something. I've got the AM68 at this printer. I've got the cell.
A whole lot of that. You were right in the noise level. I don't know if something's happened to your antenna or your if you're on the HT or whatever, but you were right down in the noise level. And I heard something about a power supply, and you didn't know if the power supply was good or you need a power supply or something. I didn't catch much of that. I apologize for that, but that's just the way it is. If I can't hear you and understand you, I can't come in on what you had to say.
A little better right there.
Better?
Well, what I was going to say is, I didn't know if
I got that that 706 off the power line. All the I got a cable hooked on over the power pro connector and plugs. He hooked another power supply. I didn't know if Ray needed a parts power supply for what he had, what he actually needed. I have a parts one here. If he needs, I don't have a switch though. But let me know what he's got and give me a call to the net. See if we can. Because I know this signal's kind of, sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not. Okay, out 4 million back to net.
Solid as a rock that time. You really sounded good. You said you had that 706 unhooked from everything and you tried to get it checked out. And you said you also had another power supply down there if Ray needed something for parts. With his power supply, but I think he got his fixed. I'm not sure. We'll find out in just a few minutes. But I'll try to give you a call after the net.
Yeah, I've got parts and pieces laying around here. Okay, I'll leave you back to the net. I want to hold you up. Give me a call to the net when you're done. The phone, I'm just starting the battery back up, so we'll. I'll tell you, I can't wait to get this antenna fixed. Get some good cable, this antenna, because, you know, I used to hit this repeater on 100 milliwatts on a handy talkie. With off the power, so I think with good cable, we won't have a problem. Yeah, 4 million back to net.
Well, yeah, that repeater's not hard to hit if you got a good signal going out the antenna, but I don't know what the deal is with yours, but when you first started talking, I just barely could hear you, but then you moved around or something, and boy, your signal really came up. Audio was nice and clear. But, again, I'll give you a call after the net, and we'll see what we can do about that. But anyway, you take care. Good talking with you, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On the stump is Mr. Ray, K4SUG, up there in Traveler's Rest. Mr. Ray, what have you and Miss Edie been up to today?
Well, good evening, Gary. Hadn't been into up to much of anything, really. We had to go to the bank and cash and get the eggs hatched, get them all ready to go. I mean, there's always somebody out here waiting for them, just so we don't want to keep them waiting too long. And that was my major operation this morning. I came back home and I got my gate controller and my fence, my gate opener straightened out up on the upper gate. I got had some problems with it, and you know, I worked on that thing, and it kept everything checked out good. I had everything wired up like it's supposed to be, and everything looks like it's supposed to look. Still wouldn't work. I got to reading the troubleshooting guide, says there's a trouble in the motor circuit. Well, I went back and went through the motor circuit again and again. And all of a sudden it dawned on me that battery's in the motor circuit too. Got my voltmeter out and checked the battery and checked good, no load, but when you hit the load on it, it dropped down to less than 9 volts. So I went and bought me a battery and that straightened it out, Gary.
Tell you what, Ray, us and batteries, I don't think we ever learned. We learned the hard way, but we just seem to forget it every once in a while. Yeah, we forget about, you know, you put a voltmeter on the battery and it checks good, but that ain't under a load. You put it under a load, it does a whole different thing. And so, you know, I think we forget about putting the load on that battery, those batteries, when we check them. I had one that had replaced one in my truck. It got to where I'd have to, I had to jump the truck off one time, and so I got the charger out there, put it on there, and took the charger off, and it cranked right up. Let it sit overnight, went out there and cranked it the next day, and it wouldn't crank. Got the battery charger back out. I was like you. I checked it with the meter, and everything checked good. And I said, you know, the alternator was putting out and everything. And I said, well, something's got to be wrong. And I got a battery tester that will put a load on there. And I got that thing out there and hooked it up and put the load on it. And I said, uh-huh. I went and bought a battery, too.
I've had more battery trouble in the last couple of years than I've ever had, I think, in given length of time. And it just goes to show you need to run back and check that battery. Your primary thing is what you need to check first. You know, Gary, I learned that when I was working for the telephone company. I went to work in the power plant when I first started on down there. Nobody else wanted to work in the power plant. That was hot and dirty and hard work, and we won't be upstairs in high frequency stuff. Yeah, that's all right, friend. But when that low frequency stuff in the basement quits working, that high frequency stuff in the upstairs, it quits working too. When you get rid of the low stuff, you ain't got nothing going on the high stuff, so you better keep that in mind. Anyway, I've had two different batteries on my truck just in the last 3 months. Went bad with bad sales, and I don't know how come they wound up like that. They're brand new batteries. They're not old by any means. The new batteries turned out to be bad. I carried one of them back and got another one, and it was giving me trouble, and I had to get to trouble over at the store, and I went in and bought one over there, and lo and behold, it gave up the ghost too. So I was chasing it down, trying to find out what was wrong with the truck, was loading it down, and there again, it wasn't the truck, it was the battery. And I checked them under, I had a load tester for them, and I checked them under load and found out what the trouble was. Carried one of them back to get a replacement on it, and said, well, I got to test it out for you. I said, well, you can test all you want to, but the battery's bad. I've already done that. But he said, well, I got to charge it up and test it. So I said, all right, you go ahead and charge it up and test it, and I'll be back in about an hour. And he had to admit I was right, and they gave me a new battery. Sometimes you win one, sometimes you don't. But everything going along pretty good. I had to get my driver's license renewed. And it's good now until 2028, so I got a ways to go before I have to do that again.
Right, Ray. Yeah, those two batteries must have been made on a Friday or a Monday. That's the only thing I can say about that. But I don't know what it is with batteries, but they don't seem to hold up quite as good as they used to. I don't know if it's the material they're using, if they're trying to use less material to make it lighter, or I don't know. But there's something in there that's not right, and maybe one day they'll get it all straightened out. I was like you. I took a battery out of the truck and carried it into the store where I bought it and told the guy, I said, the battery's bad. I need to get a replacement. And I had my warranty there and all of that stuff. Well, I got to check it first. I went check it. He checked it. He came back and he said, there's something wrong with the charging system in your truck. You don't know who makes our batteries. Our batteries don't go bad. I just laughed at him. I said, buddy, let me tell you something. Anything that's man-made can go bad. I said, put that down and write it in a book somewhere so you'll remember it. And I said, but this won't be the only one that's gone bad. But anyway, we got that straightened out. And got your driver's license renewed. Boy, that's great. And 2028, they renewed them for 8 years. Goodness gracious, I didn't know they did that. Of course, I don't know if you still got CDLs or not. I've still got my CDLs, and I have to get mine done a little more frequently than that. I have to get mine done every 4 years.
Yeah, I let my CDL go, Gary. If I renewed it, I would have to go get a doctor's appointment and get me a physical exam. And you know the route. You've been there and done that. And come next Tuesday, I'll be 90 years old. I don't think I'm going to be running an 8-wheeler up the highway. too much in the near future. What do you think?
Put anything past you, Ray. if something come up and you had to do it, I know you'd be out there behind the wheel of it. So that's all I'm going to say on that subject. But I'll tell you what, coming up next week, 90 years old, that's amazing. I wish you many, many more. I'm going to go ahead and wish you an early happy birthday. I'm going to do it again then, but I'm going to do it now. Just over the net so everybody can hear me. I want you to have a really happy birthday, and I hope you have many, many more, you and Edie both.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. It's been a good ride, and I hope it lasts a little longer yet. We're still kicking, and still kicking. Not quite as high, but we're still kicking. And a word of caution on the battery deal for anybody that's interested in listening. I've had a problem with the Buick, too, when I was working on something. I replaced a ignition module. The ignition module turned out to be bad, and I went off uptown with it, and the battery went dead. Had to call Jerry. He come jump me off. I got it started and got almost home, and it quit again, and he had to tow me the rest of the way in because I couldn't get it to jump off. And I traced that down using a jumper cable on that bad battery, and it had an open cell. The battery used, as a general rule, serves as partially as a filter. Just filter out the garbage that comes off the alternator and other parts of the electrical circuit. When that cell went bad, that opened that battery up, and its filter capability went to pot. And when he tried to jump me off, that's when I bought a new computer for the Buick. So be advised, over.
Forewarned is foretold is forewarned, I guess, Ray. I appreciate you putting that out, and hopefully people will take note of that. These new cars and trucks out here with all the electronics and all the sensors and all this other stuff they got on them, it's not a good thing to jump them off with the battery cables like that. I mean, if you have to in an emergency situation, that's one thing, but you need to be careful when you do it, because you don't want to fry them computers, because number one, they're not cheap, and number two, sometimes they're hard to find.
You got that right. I had a time finding that with the Buick, and I finally looked up on it. And it's not the jumper cables that give you your problem, Jerry, although that can happen too. It's a spike that develops when you connect and disconnect. And if you got an open circuit somewhere, when that starter turns over, it's got... You ought to see the wave output of a starter when it starts turning over under load, buddy. There's all kinds of garbage in there, and you get a big heavy-duty spike, goes back up into that computer, and it's gone.
I don't doubt that a bit in the world, Ray. Well, you know, they caution you in your owner's manual there to not to hook the battery when you're hooking two batteries together like that to jump somebody off. You don't hook it to the negative post on one of the batteries. You hook it to the frame, which is the same thing, but it's got a little more to go through to get back to the battery. But they say not to hook them post to post on both sides. I guess that's part of the reason for it. It may not be, but anyway, you got to be careful when you do it regardless.
Yeah, it pays. Well, I worked with batteries for 35 years. That was part of my job with the telephone company, was maintaining the batteries in the auxiliary stations. I learned a lot about them in that period of time. Sometimes when I think of all the problems I've had recently, I wonder if I learned anything, but I really did. I learned to find out if it was bad or not and do something about it. Let me get out of here, Gary, and let you go on. I know you've been on there for a good long while now. and I think I hear a cup of coffee calling me. KI4DOS, K4SUG.
Well, you take care, and enjoy talking with you as always. And that cup of coffee sounds real good. Joy made some of those zucchini muffins. Zucchini bread, but she made it in the muffins, in the muffin tin. And you talk about some good eating. I think I'm going to have me a zucchini muffin and a cup of coffee here in just a few minutes. That ought to be a good late night snack. But you and Miss Edie have a wonderful evening, what's left of it, and a great day tomorrow. Hopefully this pandemic we're encountering right now will dissipate here soon. And when it does, I'm going to come up there and sit down. We're going to have a cup of coffee and sit down and talk for a while. I may be there all day, though, but, if I start bothering you, you can always run me off. In the meantime, y'all take care. Have a great evening, what's left of it, and we'll talk to you later. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Looking forward to it, Gary. Don't be too long, K4SUG.
DOS. This is K4VKN. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November. Allen in Piedmont, and we're negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
I'd like to say good evening to K4VKN, Mr. Allen over there at Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. I think it's about ready to wrap it up. I'm going to tally my stuff up here and put it in the computer and let the repeater know what's going on, and then I'll close the net out. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. But our thanks for all those folks out there in Radio Land that came in and checked in with us tonight. Come back tomorrow night, Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling the net. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. Appreciate each and every one of you. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.
I just want to wish you a happy birthday, and hopefully I'll talk to you next week again. Yeah, warm and clear. Good to talk to you.